Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Harold. Am I speaking with Catherine?
Yes.
Hello, Catherine. How are you doing today?
Okay.
And I do want to let you know, we are on a recorded line. My name is Harold, one more time. I do want to ask you, Catherine, were you ever diagnosed with cancer after using Hair Relaxer? Hello? I'm sorry to hear that. And can I ask you, what type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
It was ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer? I'm sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Around October 15th or 2023.
20, October 15, 2023.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. And can I ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No.
Nope. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Correct.
Okay. And did you use Hair Relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And what hospital actually diagnosed you?
It was PIH Health in Whittier.
More time.
It was PIH Health in Whittier.
Is that the one at the 12401 Washington Boulevard?
Yes.
Thank you. And what doctor diagnosed you?
I had one that was giving me treatment. I'm trying. So the one that diagnosed me was Dr. Bates.
BATES.
Correct.
Okay. Alrighty. And then, did you use Hair Relaxer 4 more times in a single year prior to you being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
On average, how many times a year would you say you actually use Hair Relaxer?
5 to 6.
About 5 to 6. Okay. Thank you. And do you know any other family friends, anyone else who might have used Hair Relaxer as well? Who are also maybe diagnosed?
No, not that we're diagnosed.
Okay. Alrighty, no worries. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. And then can I go ahead and get your date of birth?
5/17/1986.
And then you used Hair Relaxer in California. That was the only state.
Yes.
When did you start to use Hair Relaxer?
It was about 16 years was my total of using it, so it was around October of I'm sorry, it was in January of 2007.
2007. Okay. And then when was your very last time you used it?
It was October of 2023.
Got to when you were diagnosed and everything.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks before.
Gotcha. What kind of made you stop? Were you kind of going through some symptoms and everything like that? And so,
Yeah.
gotcha.
I didn't have a chance to get to the salon and that.
I'm sorry to hear that. Were you using it weekly? Was it monthly?
It was about 5 to 6 times a year, so it was, every other
Every other month or
couple
so.
months.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Were you going to a hair salon, or were you just using it at home?
No, I was getting it done at a different salon.
At a salon. Okay. And were you using the Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal? What type of product were you using?
Yeah, the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely. And then let me ask you this. Were you diagnosed with cancer 2 or more years after you first started to use the product.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was 3 years.
About 3 years. Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your ovarian cancer?
They gave me chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and then a hysterectomy.
When did you start your chemo?
My treatment date was it was about 4 to 5 days after my diagnosis, so it was in
Gotcha.
October.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. And now your treatments and everything, they're all done at the PIH Health.
Yes.
Okay.
There was the chemotherapy was done at a different
What hospital was that done at?
location. No, I'm sorry. You know what? It was done at PIH. I'm thinking of the biopsy.
Okay, so no worries, no worries. It was all done at the PIH.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Give me one second here. And then could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me as well?
Female.
Thank
Well,
you.
not anymore. Yes.
And then you spell your name KATHERINE. Perfect. And then your last name, RYVOLT. Is that correct? Perfect. And then I do have your email address being catmgmp@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then your phone number being 562-332-1527.
That's correct.
And then could I go ahead and get your property address as well?
Yeah, it's 11814 Armsdale Avenue. It's ARMSDALE. And that's in La Mirada, California. Zip code is 90638.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And then do you have your medical records, or would they be at the hospital?
I do have my medical records. However, I am currently at this moment out of town. I can
Okay.
get them for you when I get back.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you want to put down as your emergency contact?
I'm gonna. It has to be an adult. I was gonna say, can
No,
I put my child? Okay.
yeah, you can put whoever you want.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and put my daughter.
Okay.
Her
And
name
her
is
name?
Frances.
Did you say it was Francis?
Yeah.
FRANTES. Sorry. And now, what there? Do you have the phone number for her?
Well, doesn't have a phone.
Okay, we can just put, your number, if that's okay, and then, you can always update that as well. So it's not set in stone. So if you ever have anyone else you also want to add, we can always do that. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty. And now we are just about done. We also do need the social in order to go ahead and pull the medical records. I can take the last four if you don't want to give me the full thing. That's completely fine.
Okay, it's gonna be 9595.
9595. Now let me go ahead and verify my dates, my spelling. So when I send these DocuSign over to you, everything's accurate. And it's a smooth process for you. I do want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, correct? Okay. And now you did use hair relaxer within the last 20 years. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and that was 10/15/2023. You were seen by Dr. Bates at the 12401 Washington Boulevard, Whittier, California, and that's the PIH Health Whittier Hospital. You use hair relaxer in California roughly 5 to 6 times a year. Your date of birth is 5/17/1986. You started using hair relaxer in 07. You stopped in 2023. You used the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely. You did have chemo, immunotherapy, and also hysterectomy. Your chemo started a couple of days after your diagnosis, October 2023. You are a female. You do spell your name Katherine, last name Rybolt. The last four of your social, 9595. Your email address is catmgmp@gmail.com. Phone number 562-332-1527. And then your property address is 11814 Armsdale Avenue, La Mirada, California, 9038. And then you do have your medical
Oh,
records.
no, sorry.
Oh,
Sorry, 90638.
90638. Thank you so much.
Correct.
And then that's in Los Angeles County, correct?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. And then you do have your medical records. You're just not in town at the moment, which is fine. And then we have your daughter, Frances, here as the emergency contact. Did everything sound correct to you? Social, date of birth, address, everything like that? Perfect. So
Yes.
let me go ahead and get you over the e-sign now. Give me one moment here. And so you're going to get a text that's going to say Harold King, Mass Torch Strategies, DocuSign. It's going to come from, it should come from a 949 number. And so the law firm you're working with, they're called Pulaski Law Group. And so they're located in Texas. And I'm in California. I'm in Orange County, California. But the law firm's, it's in Texas. Let me send you a text message right now, and you should have just received the DocuSign message as well.
Yes, it is.
Perfect. So let me send you over this. And so how it's going to work, I'm actually going to send you their text message or their phone number right now through text message. And so they'll call you using this 909 number that I just sent to your phone. And during that phone call, they'll call you in about 7 business days. So about, next Friday or sometime within, the next week, you should receive a call from that 909 number. And basically during that phone call, they're going to iron out all the details for you, let you kind of know what, to expect and everything like that. And so that'll be from that 909 number there. Hey, save me in your phone. This is Harold King. And then, yep, so once I'm able to get these documents back, I'll be able to send them over to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at them. And then, during after that, everything, as long as everything fits within the criteria, which, it should, they'll call you in those 7 business days. And then basically, from that point on, they'll then be able to request the medical records and kind of get working for you.
Okay. I just sent them back.
Perfect. Yep, I just got them back, so I can go ahead and get those sent over now. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
I don't think so, not at the moment.
Okay. Well, if you ever do, that 949 number, that's my direct line. So you can go ahead and save me in. You can text me, call me. Like I said, I'm in California, so I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So if you ever have anything for me or if the law firm hasn't called you, by next week, just let me know and we can get everything going for you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Catherine. You have a blessed rest of your day and Happy New Year's.
You too. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.